And we'll start with talk of the robot. I don't know if you guys have a robot at home.
Robart.
Or a Robart. I guess I do. Would you consider the Roomba, the programmable vacuum cleaner, the little disc that you can program to go around and vacuum your home, technically a robot?
Yeah, I'm not sure what constitutes a robot.
Mark. I mean,
it's something you can program that will...
And it, that will it's somehow automated, it,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. And the little Roomba kind of fits our vision of a robot, of what we had. Like, if you would have envisioned a robot vacuum cleaner back when we were young, I think you would have pictured something like the Roomba, wouldn't you? It may not have been a little disc. It may have been a like the vacuum on the Jetsons that just used to automatically go around the house.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought of.
Stand-up vacuum.
Mm-hmm, the upright vacuum that yeah. has a ghost back behind it.
Here's the definition of robot. A machine resembling a human being and able to replicate certain human movements and functions automatically.
But then the Roomba's like, a stretch then.
Yeah. But like when we send in the bomb robot, that doesn't really look like a human. I almost think the robot almost took on like the shape of like R2-D2. I mean, he's a droid.
Versus a robot?
That's just something if you're on the set of Star Wars. Anyway, it's an automated, some sort of automated machine.
Yeah, the second definition doesn't mention anything about looking like a human. It says a device that automatically performs complicated, often repetitive tasks, as in an industrial assembly line.
Okay.
Right. So... Yeah. Is a garage door opener a robot? Is that a complicated task?
No, but it can be somewhat repetitive. You use your garage door a couple times a day.
Yeah.
It's like vacuum. It's not complicated, but it's repetitive, and it's something that we've all tried to get out of since we were young. Although...
Not me.
I kind of like vacuum.
I always love vacuuming.
Yeah, I vacuum probably... Once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of the designated vacuum cleaner.
Third definition, a mechanism guided by automatic controls. That would be a garage door opener.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't consider that automatic controls because it's not...
You have to signal it to open.
Okay. Yes. Where, and, like, and I think that's what... that the robot has some element of... thinking for itself or doing a task.
Yeah.
Okay, how about
self-motivating?
How about your sprinkler system at home?
Yeah, now that's more like a robot because it's deciding to do something mm-hmm. at some point
yeah,
or
but
at
it
least
doesn't,
it's time.
It's not capable of mapping your yard like the Roomba. Let me explain the Roomba if you don't have one. If it's a little disc, it has a charging stand and it has a brain. Because you program it to when you want it to run, which is very questionable. As they say, it works around your schedule, which is bunk. We've had this one. We had one for a long time, and finally it went kaput about 2 months ago. And I was asked by someone who lives in my house, hey, they're on sale now on Amazon. This is an amazing deal.
Oh, yeah, it's a money-making deal because of how much you're saving.
It's fine. Just get it. So I've had really nothing to do with it. And it seems like every day we have a 10-minute Roomba report. Well, this is what it did today. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And I have to experience some of it because it does not work around our schedule. It goes off randomly 5 or 6 times a day and scares the dog and... get stuck under things. That's the other thing. But here's the freaky thing about it. As she has programmed this thing, it has a camera, and she's hooked it up to our Wi-Fi.
See?
And I said, okay, do we have to do that? Because the first thing the thing does, it maps your home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is all going to end well, people.
Where does that go?
It's all
going
to end well.
I know this Roomba is going to enter a bedroom late at night. Open the door somehow.
Yeah, and has a knife duct tape to the front of it.
So now it's going to be equipped with lasers, and I'll start shooting lasers around the bedroom. But it's really freaky, and it will, like the other day, I was in the living room, and it came in, and it, like, turned and looked at me.
Uh-huh, and mapped your facial mapped features.
Scanned my face. and then went on about its business and went into another room, and it's just... It looked very Star Wars-like. Yeah. You see this thing just take a turn around the corner. And
so with as much time as she's invested in watching it, monitoring it, and telling you about it and all that. I mean,
We could have vacuumed.
Come on, honey. You could,
Could have vacuumed by now, couldn't we? I mean, 10 minutes at a 15-minute conversation. Yeah, this thing, and it is not around our schedule. Finally, yesterday I said, how many times a day does this thing run? And then when it goes back to its base, our old one you had to empty yourself. This one has a port that it empties the contents into. And it sounds like a 747 taking off when it does. It's loud as anything. It's just... And that goes for about 30 seconds or so. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm wondering, are we all going to have some sort of automated machinery like this.
Robart.
Robart.
Yes.
You get hung up.
Yeah, I think you're just living.
You didn't map the sentence ahead of time. You get stuck up under something.
Well, I didn't know what to call it.
I think you're living in the future.
I think
in probably 10 years.
We're going to turn on our automatic lawnmower.
20 years, we're just going to have robots all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's a great short story, and I can't remember who wrote it and what the name of it was. Anyway, back to you guys.
That was a great story.
No, it was great. It was about this automated house, and it was so dystopian and so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point, I think the robots had killed everyone, but they were still continuing their automated tasks. So they would still keep the lawn green and everything, and so you had this whole world that...
It looked nice.
Yeah, it had killed all the people, but was still maintaining the...
Yeah, that's me next week. Our house is going to look great.
No one will ever know that you guys...
But I'll be hanging from a ceiling fan in the living room.
You guys are dead inside, but the thing, it keeps the lawn mowed. It does everything just right. It's they're still there. I mean, I still see lights go on and off. There's some automation.
Yeah, well, we've got that, too. We've got the automated lights that part of our security system.
How much we have given away in the name of convenience and amusement is unbelievable.
I know. Well, we've got to get this thing disconnected from the Wi-Fi. I don't know where that's going. Roomba headquarters where I picture a bunch of guys eating popcorn, just seeing what's up in the houses around the world, I guess, as the Roombas go around and map out everyone's apartment and house. But I will say this, it is convenient if you have the dog or cat. It helps us control the cat hair, or the dog, and in our case, the dog hair, because we have a dog that sheds, and that's a problem.
I've heard that it's hell when the Roomba hits, if a dog ever goes to the bathroom inside.
Oh, yeah.
The Roomba doesn't respect that, and it just starts smearing it all over on the walls. It writes Helter Skelter on the walls with the dog mess.
They need to put a doo-doo shutdown on it. Like, if it ever hits that, it needs to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that function right now. You're right. If it ran into something that you had spilled, it would just take that and just map it all over all over your house. So there's problems with the thing.
And hasn't the Roomba been around for 10 years? There's
got to
be advanced technology on that front, like doo-doo detection and
maybe there is on this one. I don't know. I haven't read everything on this one. Maybe there is. But this one has a light, too, and a camera. This one's much freakier than the last version.
And it can hover. Did you say it can travels between rooms by hovering?
You wake up at night, it's hovering over you in bed.
No. Just
scanning up and down. See the red lines going up and down.
But if you would have told us back when we were growing up, the year 2023, I think we would have bet that we would have had things like this, though. And maybe more things like this.
Yeah. We thought this right now would be what the Jetsons looked like.
Yeah. We've talked about this before. We figured we would have hovercraft by now.
Everybody have jetpack.
Jetpack. That it would be very Jetsons-like, and we really...
Well, in some ways, we've fallen short of that. In other ways, we surpassed it with things that we didn't even truly imagine.
Yeah.
Like the Jetsons didn't imagine the smartphone, the world's library in your pocket. That,
right.
You just ask it a question and it answers it.
Right.
I mean, it had it in other forms, but yeah, I mean, we missed on some things, but we're well ahead in others.
And I guess we're right on the mark as far as like automated auto plants and at Amazon, the robots that go and get all the packages in the dark and
yes.
move them around.
And in the warehouse, it's completely dark because there's no need for lights.
You don't need light.
It's creepy.
Robarts.
They're working like roaches at all times in there.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's what we all wanted. Right.
Well, that's early morning robot talk.